Hi everyone, today's Parak of Rambam is the first chapter in a brand new section, Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah, the final section in all of Sefer Zmanim, in which the Rambam will discuss the variety of halachos which relate to the two respective holidays of Purim and Chanukah. The Rambam groups these two holidays together because they are both rabbinic in nature, as well as all the mitzvos which are included in these brachim are also rabbinic in nature. Halacha Aleph. Kriyas HaMegillah b'zmana mitzvos asei midbrei sofrim. The reciting, the reading of the Megillah in its proper time is a positive command on a rabbinic level. It's well known that this was something which was instituted by the prophets themselves. Everybody is obligated in its reading, men, women, converts, and freed slaves. And similarly, we educate the young children to read it as well. Even the Kohanim, the priests, in the Beis HaMikdash, in the temple, in the midst of doing their service, would stop doing their service in order so that they can come and hear the Megillah and fulfill this mitzvah. And similarly, we also stop learning Torah in order to come and hear the Megillah. Then it goes without saying that with regards to any other mitzvah, we'll stop doing it in order to go and hear the Megillah. In fact, the only thing which prevents somebody from going and hearing the mitzvah of Megillah, of reading it, fulfilling that mitzvah, is if there is a corpse which has nobody to take care of it, nobody to bury it. At which point then, the person who encounters it is supposed to take care of it first, and then afterwards, of course, he should still try to read the Megillah. Halacha Beis. Echad HaKorei v'Echad HaShomea min HaKorei yatza yidei chovasa, v'hu sheyishma mipi mi shehu chai b'kriyasa. Whether a person actually reads it himself, or whether he simply hears it from somebody who's reading it, he has fulfilled his obligation, assuming that the person he had heard it from was somebody who themselves was obligated in reading the Megillah. Lefikach im haya korei katan o shote, therefore, if a child or somebody who's not mentally competent is the one who is reading the Megillah, the one who hears it from them has not fulfilled his obligation. Halacha Gimel. Mitzvah likros es kula. The positive command is to hear, to read the entire thing, the whole entire Megillah. Mitzvah likrosa b'layla b'yom. And the command is to read it both during the night as well as the following day. V'chol ha'layla kasher likriyas ha'layla. And with regards to how long you have to read it at night, you have the entire night. And with regards to how long you have to read it during the day, the entire day is valid. And before you recite the Megillah at night, you say the following three blessings. These are they. That's number one. Number two. And number three. With regards to the daytime reading, we don't go back and make that third bracha of Shechiyanim. And as for a place which has the custom to recite a blessing after the reciting of the Megillah, so then they make the following blessing. Halacha Dalet. Ezehu mezman kriyasa. What is the proper time to read the Megillah? In other words, on which day? Zmanim harbe tiknu l'chacham. In fact, Rambam tells us, there are many days which were designated as days which it's fit to read the Megillah, as Chazal have taught us. Shneamar, as Pasuk says, bizmanehem, in their times. Meaning to say, it can be read at different times. Ve'elu hein zmane kriyasa. And these are the times in which it can be read. Kol medina shaysa mukeves choma mimei Yoshua ben Nun, bein be'eretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, afal pi she'en la'ach shav choma, Korin b'tesvav ba'adar. U'medina zu hi ha'nikreis krach. Any city which was surrounded by a wall in the days of Yoshua ben Nun, whether in Eretz Yisrael or outside of Eretz Yisrael, even if it right now does not have a wall, nonetheless, they read the Megillah on the 15th day of Adar. And such a place, such a city, is referred to as a krach, as a walled city. V'chom medina shelo ha'yisam mukeves choma b'mos Yoshua, v'aval pisha hi mukeves ata, Korin b'yodalad. However, conversely, any place where it was not surrounded by a wall in the days of Yoshua, even though it may be surrounded by a wall right now, nonetheless, they read on the 14th day of Adar. Medina Zuhi Hanikres Ir, and such a city is referred to as a Ir, a city. Halacha Hey. Shushan Abira, Apo Pishalo Haisa Mukevas Choma Bime Yoshua Ben Nun, Korin Mitesbav, Sheba Hayahanes, Shneemar, Noach Bahamisha Aser Ba. In one specific city, the capital city of Persia, Shushan, even though it was not surrounded by a wall in the days of Yoshua Ben Nun, nonetheless, the people in Shushan will read on the 15th day of Adar, because in that city was where the miracle itself occurred, as the Pasuk teaches us in Megillas Esther, and they rested on the 15th day of Adar. V'lama talu hadavar b'mei Yoshua? Now, why did Chazal enact this reading based off of the days of Yoshua ben Nun? K'dei lachlo kavod la'eret Yisrael, she'esa chareva b'osu azman. The Rambam explains, in order to give honor to the land of Israel, which at the time of the miracle in Shushan HaBira was in a state of desolation. It was in ruins. Kadesha Yukorin Kivnei Shushan, in order so that the people in Eretz Yisrael in such cities should be able to read the Megillah just like the people in Shushan did. Ve'chashvu k'ilu hein krachin mukavin choma. And that way they should be considered as if they too were big walled cities. Afal pi shehein ata chareven, even though currently they were in a state of destruction. Hoel v'hayu mukavin b'mei Yoshua, korin b'tezvav, v'yet zikaron l'eret Yisrael b'nei zeh. Since in the days of Yoshua they were surrounded with a wall, then they read on the 15th, and there will be a remembrance for the land of Israel alongside this miracle. Halacha vav, b'nei ha'kfarim she'enam miskapsin b'batei knesios, el b'sheni v'chamishi. Those people that lived out in the villages, that don't gather together in shul other than on Monday and Thursday, Chazal instituted that they should read the Megillah on an earlier date, on the day that they would be gathering in. Ketzad, the Rambam will now illustrate. Imchol yom yadal lios b'sheni o b'chamishi, korin bo b'yom. If the 14th day of Adar falls out on a Monday or a Thursday, then these villagers also read on that very day. Imchol b'yom acher chutz m'sheni b'chamishi. However, if it falls out on another day aside from a Monday or a Thursday, makdimin v'korim b'sheni u'b'chamishi hasamach liyadalad. So then, they read the Megillah on either the Monday or Thursday, which is closest to the 14th day of Adar. Halacha Zayin, Ketzad, that I'm going to now illustrate further. Chol yudal lios b'echad b'shavis. If the 14th day of Adar falls out on a Sunday, makdimin v'korim b'chamishi shu yom yudalad. So then, they go forward as early as possible, which is on the previous Thursday, and then they will be reading on the 11th day of Adar. If Yud Daled Adar falls out on the third day of the week, on a Tuesday, so then they read on the second day of the week, on a Monday, which is the 13th day of Adar. If Yud Daled Adar falls out on a Wednesday, so then they read on that Monday before, which is on the 12th day of Adar. And anybody who will be reading earlier, reading before the 14th, Ein korin osa v'pachos me'asar. They can't read it with less than 10 people present. So, to be clear, it's possible to read the Megillah for these villagers either on the 11th, the 12th, 13th, or even 14th day of Adar. Halachas. Kfar shemakdim v'korim b'yom haknisa, bizman she'ein nechnasin bo b'sheni v'chamishi, Ein korin osa ela b'yidalin. If there is a village where the Jews do not come together even on a Monday or a Thursday, then they read it on the 14th day of Adar, not on any earlier day. V'chol ir she'ein ba'asar batlanin k'vuin, the Beit HaKnesses, l'tzor chayatzibor, harei hi k'kfar, makdimin v'korim b'yom haknisa. Now, how do you define a village? Any city which doesn't have 10 people who have no other job other than sitting in shul, being available for the needs of the community, so then it's considered a small city, this little village, and therefore they'll read at an earlier stage on the day which would be appropriate for them. V'imein shama asar b'nei adam, however, if there are not 10 people there, takanaso kalkalaso, so then that which fixes it hurts it as well. V'areihem k'anche ir gdola, then they count as the people of a large city, v'ein korin el b'yadalet, and they have no ability to read early, they have to read on the 14th day of Adar. Halachates, v'medar b'murim, when is this true? Shemakdim v'korin b'yom haknisa, when do they read early? Bizman sheyesh lahem liyisrael malchus. That is true at a time when Israel is sovereign over itself, when it has its own kingship. Abizman hazeh, ein korin osa el bizmana shu yom yudalad yom tesvav. Nowadays, though, when Israel does not have its own kingship, so then we only read the Megillah on its appropriate time, which means to say, on the 15th day of Adar, for those cities that had been walled in the days of Yoshua ben Nun, as well as in Shushan Habira, and everywhere else on the 14th day of Adar. B'nei HaKfar, B'nei HaYaros, Korim B'yadalit, B'nei Krachin, Korim B'tesvav. As I just summarized, the Rambam explains that villagers and people in cities read on the 14th, and people who are in Krachin, as described above, read on the 15th. Halacha Yud. Ben Ir Shehalach L'Krach, O Ben Krach Shehalach L'Ir. If somebody who lived in a regular city had gone off to a walled city, or somebody who had lived in a walled city went off to a regular city, Im Hayad Daito Lach Sor L'Mekomo B'Zman Kriya, B'nei Akev V'lo Chazar, if his original intent was to make it back home to the place where he actually lived by the time when they would be reading the Megillah, and somehow he got delayed and did not make it back, Kori Kimkomo. So then in that circumstance, he reads it on the day that he would have in his actual place. V'im lo hayav daito lachzor, el achar zman hakriya. However, he was not intending to go back home until after the time of the reading of the Megillah. Kori im anshei hamakom shehu sham. So then he reads together with those people in the place where he is. Ukrach v'chol ha-samachlo, v'chol ha-nir imo, and with regards to a walled city, and anything which is nearby, anything which can be seen with it, any part of its suburbs in that sense, im ebineim yeser al-alpayim amah, if there's not a distance between them of over 2,000 amos, harei zek krach v'korin b'chamish asar. So then such a outgrowth of that walled city counts as part of the walled city and reads along with it on the 15th day of Adar. Lach yud aleph. Ir shehi safek, ve'ein yadua im haisa mukeves choma b'mos Yoshua ben Nun, o achar kein hukva, if there is a city which is in a state of doubt whether or not it had been a walled city in the days of Yoshua ben Nun or not, and the wall had only come about afterwards, korim b'shnei hayamim, shein yudalet b'tesvav u'b'lehim. So then, because of this doubt, you'll have to read the Megillah on both the 14th as well as the 15th, both during the day as well as the night. U'mevarchin al kriyasa b'yudalet b'vad. However, you only recite the blessing on the reading of the 14th alone, since that is the time of its reading according to most places in the world. If the people had read the Megillah on the 14th day of Adar, on the proper time in Adar, in the first month of Adar, and then afterwards, Beis Din had gone ahead and made it a leap year, and thereby given a second Adar to the year, so in that case, Chozrim v'korim osab Adar Hasheni b'zmana. Then they go back and again read the Megillah in the second month of Adar in its proper time. Halacha Yud Gimel. Ein korin es Megillah b'Shabbos, gzeira shema yito osab yado v'yilich ito mishu baki l'grosa, v'yavirena arba amos b'rishas rabim. We do not read the Megillah when Purim falls out on Shabbos, out of a concern that a person might come to carry it in his hand to go to some expert reader, and then, in doing so, he might transgress by carrying that object, the Megillah, for Amos in the public domain. Shakol chayav mikriyasa, ve'ena kol b'kiyam mikriyasa. Because everybody's obligated to read the Megillah, but not everybody knows how to read the Megillah. Not everybody's an expert in that sense, and therefore this is a real concern. Lafikach, im chol zman kriyasa b'Shabbos. Therefore, if the time to read the Megillah falls out on Shabbos, makdim mikornosa kodem haShabbos. In that circumstance, we make the time earlier, we push it a day forward, and therefore read the Megillah, for example, instead of on the 14th, on the 13th, on Friday. Misholin v'dorshin v'hilchos Purim v'osa Shabbos k'dei la'azkir shu Purim. However, we ask questions, we discuss, we analyze the halachos of Purim on that Shabbos day itself, the 14th of Adar, in order to recall, to commemorate the fact that this day is Purim. Halacha Yudalet. Ketzat, the Rambam will now illustrate. Yom arba asar shecholios v'Shabbos, if the 14th day of Adar falls out on Shabbos, b'nei ayaros makdimin v'korim b'erev Shabbos. The people in regular cities bring it forward a day, and they read it on Erev Shabbos, on Friday. U'bnei krachim korim b'zmanim b'erev Shabbos. And people in walled cities read in its proper time on Sunday. That is indeed the case this current year of Tufshin Pei Aleph. Chol yom tesvav lios b'Shabbos, if the 15th day of Adar falls out on Shabbos, b'nei krachim makdimin v'korim b'erev Shabbos, shu yom arba asar. The people who live in the walled cities bring it forward a day, and they read on Erev Shabbos, which is the 14th day of Adar. U'bnei ayaros korin bo bayom, and the people who live in the regular cities read on that day as well. Shehu's mana, that's their appropriate time. It's the 14th day of Adar. V'nimsu hakol korin b'arbasar, and it turns out in that case, what emerges is that all of Klal Yisrael is reading on that day on the 14th day of Adar. Have a wonderful day.